You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
It's time for the Dragon Con Report, a podcast dedicated to help newcomers and veterans prepare for the upcoming annual convention in downtown Atlanta. With interviews, advice, and news from the pros and fans alike, be careful, you never know, you might actually learn something.
Howdy, everyone, and welcome to the eighth episode of the 2022 Dragon Con Report. This is our last show before the con. Wow, can you believe it? It's so close. We are continuing our 11th season of covering the con we love so much. I'm your host, Mike Gordon, and I'm pleased to introduce you to the rest of our crew, starting, of course, with director Mike Faber.
Hey, Mr. Mike. Good to be here.
As we were recording this, it's a little over 2 weeks. My God, man.
I know. It's Tuesday and basically 16 days till the con. Can you believe that? There was hundreds of days before, and now it's down to 16.
It feels like tomorrow we'll be at the con.
We will be. Tomorrow, you know, goes like that, and it's pretty cool.
It's crazy. We also have with us Darren Noel.
Howdy, everybody. What's up?
Howdy, sir. So, are you ready?
No.
At least he's honest about it.
He is honest about it. Always no, not ready.
Yep, yep, yep. Well, with this special, we'll try to make you as ready and everybody else as ready as we can be. We also have Mike, producer Mike. Is Jen with us?
She is with us, so let's bring her in.
Hey, Jen, how's it going?
Hey, just had a little bit of excitement. Unplanned excitement here.
Do you need a minute?
I'm going to run and get a drink in a second, but I am not going to be disconnected tonight.
Woohoo! That's a goal.
I am plugged into the Ethernet by Ethernet, and I have a brand new computer. So
wow,
nice. Issues wow, okay, nice. We appreciate.
She's probably
that.
The most stable one of us out of everybody.
That's so true. That's probably true. In more ways than one, right?
God, yes.
We also have with us from the Newbies Group, the DragonCon Newbies Group, Kevin Batchelder is here.
Hey, y'all.
How's it going, sir? It's been a long time. Too long, man.
Yeah, it has been, you know.
Busy. You are a busy guy.
In a good way. It's a good busy. It's always a good busy.
Absolutely. So we'll get to the, you know, everything that's going on in the Newbies Group in a minute. But I imagine with a little over 2 weeks ago, it's buzzing there.
Oh, goodness, yes. It just, as every year, it just ramps up like crazy. And it's a wonderful thing, though. A great community helping each other out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we're glad for it. We're glad for it. And we're glad you can join us. We also have with us DJ Spider is back on the show.
Hi, guys.
It almost feels like the Brady Bunch with us loading.
Exactly, doesn't it? We were missing Alice, but, you know.
And now back from the dead, Ann B. Davis.
You want me to get the outfit? So, I've got the outfit and the wig. I can do that.
I am not surprised by that at all, Darren. I am so not surprised.
Once again, now that we have a DJ here, it's officially a party, right?
Wiki wiki woo. Yep.
and how are you, Spider? Are you ready?
Sure. No. What's interesting is that since the pandemic, my priorities have shifted slightly, so I don't get quite as crazy, and I'm at that point right now where, like, if it doesn't get done, it doesn't get done. That's kind of, I'm sliding into that a little bit more, and that may also be just me showing my age and going, what are they going to do, fire me from cosplay? You know, that's just not going to happen. So, you know, maybe that's where I'm at right now. But no, there are lists, there are things gluing and drying and being painted and being sewn. And of course, those last minute panic buys where you have that imaginary, when something goes, oh, you know what would be funny? And then you do an immediate panic Amazon run.
Oh, you mean like the new cult from today?
Oh, what's today's cult? What's the cult of the week?
The cult,
oh my goodness,
of,
new cult?
The testing data.
Yes, I did see that. Yes, see.
They've already got a Facebook group and people are ordering costumes.
I'm expecting a lot of last minute Sandman cosplay.
Oh, you think?
A lot of it. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It's going to be crazy.
I don't have a problem with. I could watch that all day.
In a heartbeat. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see what, you know, amidst all the Hellfire Club t-shirts, like what other costumes there's going to be. Cause that's going to be, I think, hands down winner, right? This year. Yeah. Like that's going to be everywhere. Every third person is going to be wearing one of those, I think.
Have I ever told you guys the one we played Loki as a drinking game at con?
No.
It was a terrible idea. You had to do one shot if you saw Loki, two shots if it was a Lady Loki, and three shots if you couldn't tell. And we did it on Sunday night to get through the rest of our booze, just standing in the Marriott. And then it got worse because people started helping us and pointing them out. So every year we pick the one character that we're not going to do it for. And so like Harley Quinn is off limits. You can't do Harleys. Sure. You can't do Deadpools. You can't do Loki. I think this year it's going to be Eddies. No Eddies. Eddies are completely off the table for that game.
That would be, you'd be done in about 15 minutes, I would think.
We lasted about 20 with Loki, and it was glorious madness. It was exactly what Loki needed.
I would expect there's going to be a lot of variants this year, too. So maybe there'll even be a variant Hellfire Club, something going on there.
Or you just gave somebody a new last-minute costume.
I have an Eddie variant this year. I have an Eddie variant. My battle vest is... My battle vest is all Dragon Con themed. So,
awesome.
Yeah, so the whole back, instead of the Dio backplate, it's a Dragon Con blood donor. Because those t-shirts are pretty metal. So
yes, absolutely. Look at them.
But all my patches are Dragon Con related, and it's my homage to Dragon Con.
Awesome. Well, we are here to discuss our main topic. It's going to be Dragon Con essentials. We've got tips. We've got suggestions. We've got things that we feel you need to know going into the convention. So I appreciate all the assistance that we've got offline. Mike, you are already looking at the comments, which I think are pouring in as we speak, right?
Of course they are. It's always good to see our friends. We have Sarah Rose there. We have a few others. It's awesome to see everybody.
Oh, cool. So and I was thinking I'll about be, not making it. So
I'll be jumping in tonight during the middle of the conversation and interrupting everybody saying, hey, here's a comment from so-and-so.
That's all right. We love it. I think this is the first year we've done the StreamYard thing, the live video thing. And I think, you know, outside of a few bumps, I think it's working out pretty well. So we're having a lot of fun with it. So I hope the viewers are too. So that's the main topic, but let's get rid of some business first. We're a proud member of the ESO Network. We have a T Public store filled with all kinds of cool stuff, including a very cool design for the Dragon Con Report podcast. There's a link for that in this episode's show notes and at the top of the ESO Network page. The ESO Network also has a Patreon page, and thank you, patrons, for all your support. Anything exciting going on over there, Mike?
Nah, not a thing. Don't worry about it.
All right, that's fine. We're just raking the money. We just appreciate all the funds and all the support. Actually, you can also help support our show by leaving a review on whatever platform you're watching us, listening to us, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Amazon Music, Audible.com, YouTube, Facebook. In addition, you can always access past episodes. All of this year's past episodes are available on the Dragon Con Report and also on YouTube. All the streaming things we did are available on our YouTube channel, right, Mike?
Yeah, very much so. And I'm actually proud to announce that as of yesterday, finally, I put the walking tours that Darren and I did both. One of them, it's funny as heck because it's from 2013. It's 9 years old. So if you want to get a really old look at what Dragon Con was like back then. Yeah.
Wasn't 2018 the newer one?
The newer one is 2018.
Yeah, it popped up in my feed this morning. And I was like, what? Did they go shoot a new one? It didn't tell me about it.
No, not yet. And it's
not
like,
yet. It does need to be updated. Maybe that's something we can work on next year.
It's pretty awesome, though. You could actually see Darren as a blonde in the first one. So it's pretty cool.
That's how long ago it was.
Exactly.
If you would like to leave direct feedback or comment on the show, please feel free to email at us at feedback at DragonConReport.com or reach out to us via Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or on all those things. In fact, we've been getting a lot of good feedback on our Facebook group, our Facebook page. We've already got some good ideas for subjects, main topics for next year. So thank you for that. We appreciate it. Because this is our last episode before the con. We will do a post-con episode as well. We'll do that sometime in late September when we're recovered, kind of. and then we'll be off until January. So still recovering. But we're always looking for ideas, suggestions, that kind of thing. So feel free to contact us. Once again, the Dragon Con Report is an unofficial podcast of the con. We are not and never have been officially connected with Dragon Con. For all the official news, we strongly recommend checking out their official site, social media outlets. I can confirm they now are available. They now are active on TikTok. Wow. So Dragon Con is active on a TikTok account. So they are just a little bit more hip and progressive than we are, like, because we still don't have a TikTok account, so I don't know if we will, but anyway.
Do you really want to see our asses moving like that? No, you don't.
Not at all. No. Okay, so we're going to get started with some news and notes. I think the big news that came out, of course, we were all waiting for it on August 1st, was the policies regarding COVID, the CDC guidelines, DragonCon issued that they want a safe environment allowing fans to come together for a celebration of all things fandom. The CDC guidelines will continue to be their guidepost as they determine the safest way. This includes well-fitting and appropriate masks required indoors at all convention venues, including the 5 host hotels and America's Mart Building 2 and 3. So masks are going to be required everywhere officially that Dragon Con is. This year's convention will also have reduced capacity compared to the 2019's convention, although they will have more than last year. They're going to bring back a limited number of Saturday-only memberships. They do expect those 1 day to sell out. And remember, memberships can only be purchased online. There's not going to be any cash, no on-site sales. So if you want to go to Dragon Con, you have to get your tickets. You have to get your membership passes online. You can pick it, then you'll pick up your badges at the badge pickup. So at the Sheridan, I believe, right?
Yes.
So they've made some other changes throughout the convention to reduce traffic flow and increase personal space. I'm kind of curious as to whether America's Mart and the comic and pop artist alley is going to be the wider aisles like they were last year, because that worked so awesome. Well. Love that. Yes.
Those were the best. Yeah.
With any backpacks.
And you could show up. Yeah. You could show up. That was the best thing. Like all the vendors that I talked to that were friends of mine that were there, they all said that they felt their sales were stronger because people could actually stop and browse. They weren't just caught in the current being shuffled down.
Right, yeah. Like on an assembly
salmon.
Line. You're just
flying up the stream.
So I got to say, quite honestly, I'm not terribly thrilled about this, but proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test are not required this year. They do encourage everyone to get vaccinated to help reduce the spread and severity of COVID-19. They also encourage everyone to make informed decisions about attending the event based on the interest of their own health. If you're not feeling well or have recently been exposed to somebody with COVID, please stay home.
Hey, if you've been exposed to strep throat, the flu, any of that.
Anything.
Monkeypox, whatever.
Monkeypox is another one. The monkeypox numbers in Georgia are still rising. No lie. So
they changed the name.
It's a little bit different than, like, say, COVID, because I do believe it requires, like, actual contact with someone.
Well, it requires skin contact, typically.
Yeah,
or
beware of those
transmitted from a long makeout session.
Beware of those free hugs, right?
Yes.
They might not be so free.
Like
I said, I'm not thrilled that they're not requiring proof of vaccine, all that, like they did last year. I know San Diego did require that, although it still ran rampant through San Diego. I know a lot of people who came out of San Diego. Now, granted, San Diego had at least twice as many people as we're talking about coming to Dragon Con. And there's a lot of stuff that happened outside of the convention center at San Diego. So that wasn't a requirement, you know, for the outside stuff. So a little bit different there, but yeah. So anyway,
of it this way, though. Last year, 45,000 people showed up who were vaccinated. So let's hope those 45,000 come back this year.
Yes.
And let's keep that positivity. Like, let's make that contagious. Let's make vaccinations contagious. I'd be all about that.
That's awesome. Yeah, I like that. I like that.
If you don't mind me jumping in real quick with about that and everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
One of the things, you know, because we're all, everyone who's a host here is an admin on the Dragon Con report page and everything. And one of the things we've been getting anytime we've been posting anything about Dragon Con, it could be a guest, it could be about one of the videos or anything, we're getting, you know, I even posted the thing about the new map that they had just put out for all the hotels and everything. A lot of people have been, well, not a lot of people, a few select folks are posting, oh, where's on the map where the people who don't want to wear masks going to be hanging out? And, you know, stuff like that, bitching about Dragon Con's policy about the requiring of the masks and everything. Folks, we're not being strict here. You can go outside and take off your mask. But it's
also
just
less strict than last year.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It completely absolutely is. And folks, this is, it's just crazy. I've been deleting those messages because we don't need to see that crap, you know? It's, you know, there's enough crap in the world right now. And truthfully, there, we are 16 days away from the con. And I'm planning on having a blast. I'm planning on wearing a mask the whole time, unless I'm eating or drinking. And so, you know.
Right. My thing is, it doesn't matter whether I agree with their policy or not. It's their policy.
Yeah. Exactly.
And me being mad about it or not is not going to make them change their policy.
No.
You know, I got too much money invested in this every year. Whatever the rules are, every year, I am going to play by them because this is my vacation and I have paid for it. And,
It's about 6 or 7 years ago, we started getting the flu shot. In fact, we just got ours this past weekend. We started getting the flu shot before we went down to Dragon Con, and we stopped getting con crud. Like, we used to get con crud every year. But now we get the flu shot before we go down, and I can't remember a single time we've been sick coming back. So I'm going to say that for any measure to prevent, I'm all about the science. Let's, you know, I've seen it work. So, and I used to come back from con sick as a dog for like a week, like hacking up a lung, praying my life would end, and not just because I was out of booze and away from Dragon Con. It was just awful. And now we come back and I have a day of like just being exhausted, and then I bounce back. I'm not. And just dripping. I've seen it work. So I'm a fan.
Yeah. And that's a good thing. That's a good point too. The masks are going to stop that too. Like the masks are not just for COVID. Like if you're wearing a mask and protected all the time, guess what? Your odds of getting con crud of anything are drastically reduced.
Well, let's be clear about what a mask is. They're talking about the mask that cover your nose and mouth.
Absolutely.
I'm wearing my Batman cowl, so I'm wearing a mask. No, you know better. So come on.
Yeah, they do sort of specify on the site exactly what type of masks they're talking about. So,
and that's cool. You can make the masks match your costumes. It's so much fun. That's like half the fun I'm having is like sitting there with the costume going, this one or this mask? This mask or this mask? No,
no. Just think of everyone who's going to be with dressed up as Deadpool was already protected, so it's okay.
Well, no one needs to protect us from them, I think. You know.
Okay, so that's the one thing that everybody's waiting for. The other thing that everybody's waiting for, that waits for traditionally every year, or at least for a long time, I'd say almost decade, is the DragonCon app, right? And as we've already alluded to, it is active. However, it's not exactly got any information on it yet.
Except Terry Gilliam.
that's odd.
And there's a new cult. Already. Yeah, yep. There you go.
So make sure you download the app for your phone so you get the latest information about panels, about anything. If something's moved, if some guest has canceled or has to rearrange their schedule for whatever reason, where you can find things, there's a map there. There's all sorts of great information with the app.
And word is you will get more information on the app on the 23rd.
Okay. All right, so fingers crossed, right? Fingers crossed. The other piece of information is regarding the Dragon Awards. The nominees are out there, so now you can vote for the Dragon Awards. Voting lasts until Friday, September 2nd, so you have a little bit of time, but not much. So I don't know if there's an is there an award for podcasts? Because the Dragon Con, there should be, right?
Yeah, right, Mike.
we should be nominated for one of those, right?
Silly boy.
But anyway,
bias.
maybe just a little bit. But look, DragonCorn, I know that the Dragon Awards covers things like books and TV series and movies and whatnot. So the Dragon Awards are a thing. So participate, voting to sign up. It's free. You don't have, it doesn't cost you anything. So go ahead. There will be a link to that in the show notes. So you can go and place your ballot. There was a town hall meeting 5 days ago, but to be honest, I completely missed it. But luckily, Jen's got notes. So, Jen, what happened with the town hall meeting? I understand that our good friend Tony G and Dot were the hosts.
Yes. And there was actually quite a lot of, at least to me, cool information released. We have a name now for the baby dragon, and we got to actually see the baby dragon. She is adorable. It's a little baby dragon hatching out of an egg. And her official name is Nyota in honor of Uhura.
Exactly.
Michelle Nichols. This year they have made a gigantic version of it. I'm talking like those giant bears you see people, win at carnivals and stuff like that big. And that version is going to be available for people to try and win in the big charity auction.
Oh, wow.
And I will be one of those people trying to get it because it's huge and soft. It looks like a giant squishmallow.
Aren't you going to need another sort of plane ticket to get that home?
No, I have family in Georgia. It will be shipped back. Put it in.
Hold on. No, John. John can help you, right? Con John?
Oh, yeah. Got X. Let's see. And then they also they announced that there was 11 total exclusive vendor items for this year, which we have now seen previews of all 11 of those items. Each of the vendors offering those are splitting up their inventory each day, like as equal as possible amount to give away each day. So once they hit that amount each day, that's it. You'll have to go try and get to their booth the next day if you don't make it in time. So my advice is if you've seen one of the exclusives, if you want, try and get to the vendor hall and go straight to that vendor when it opens in the morning each day.
It's a very cool thing that they're doing that I don't think they've done this before.
Yeah, I don't remember
items, and they are releasing the information every Sunday on their site, as well as I'm trying to repost it on the Instagram as well.
Yeah. New for this year. Also is they're holding sewing and maker type workshops in the vendor hall on the third floor in building 2 in the pre-function area. Janome, the sewing machine company, is lending 20 machines to the con for people to use during some of these workshops. They're also going to have a open machine time, blocks of time that you can go in there and play on the machine. And there is rumored that, you know, usually when Janome lends out their machines to an event like this, they can't go back and sell them for full price. So they will be selling them at the end of a con for a significant discount.
And wow.
If you sew, Janome is a great machine to have. Mm-hmm. And if nothing else, you can go try some of the newest models. But the workshops are covering everything from like finishing a costume, whether that's like putting on bias tape, doing hidden seams. They're going to have adding embellishment to costume, like doing hand beading and lace work. So there's, and there's some that are not sewing focused either, but some of there's crafting, like make a cat toy, make a cat or dog ornament. So there's all sorts of neat things to check out. So you can look for DC Vendor Workshops on Dragon Con's page or their Facebook as well, because they posted a link to it. And check out some of those vendor workshops. They'll be happening pretty much every day of the con, starting on Friday. Wow. And they are bringing back the DC Digital Marketplace that they started the year that we did Con from Home. So all the vendors who wanted to take part in it will also be selling items through the Eventity Marketplace. That will go live at 11:59 on Wednesday, August 31st, and will be open for 9 days. So if you miss somebody at con, there's a possibility they could still have some stock left, because you'll be able to shop on there until September 9th.
And it's not just vendors. It's also artists.
People from Artist Alley.
I know I have a shop there as well. So, and it's really cool that they allow that, because I do see some sales on there even after Dragon Con.
Yeah, and plus, when, you know, the vendor hall doesn't open until Friday. So those of us at con, we can start looking at the marketplace to get an idea of what some of the people will have for sale 2 days before, and kind of like, if you want to make a game plan, you'll kind of have an idea of what's going to be there. This year, they are bringing back the charity coloring book. This will be volume 2. It's going to be $10. You'll be able to find it at the charity booth at the Marriott Marquis, the Hyatt Art Show, as well as the Coloring for Charity event that they'll be having 7 to midnight, possibly Thursday through Sunday each night. Or maybe that's at the, there's also going to have it at the Hyatt Learning Center. I got my times a little bit wrong, but there is a Coloring for Charity event, so they'll have it for there as well. The Hyatt Learning Center will be there, and also for coffee and coloring Friday through Sunday, 8:30 to 11 a.m. at Augusta E at the Westin.
Cool.
And then the one big last thing, they did confirm the DC Hustle is coming back this year with a Jubilee medal. So for those of you who may have seen, there was a charity walk last year, the kind that, you know, you can sign up for and you're logging your own miles during the event, doing it at your own pace. And after the event, the charity organization mails you a medal, and they're pretty heavy duty. They're nice medals. I did it last year. And then the final town hall for con will be Wednesday, August 24th. So I guess the day after the app schedule is supposed to go live. And so that'll be our last live show for con, giving us any last-minute details, last-minute guest announcements, because, boy, they've been giving us some the past few days.
Yeah, they haven't stopped with that, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, no. They're making up for lost time, definitely. On that.
And then, of course, they announced some more guests, but we'll be getting to that in just a bit. So.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you for all that information. That's some really, you're right, that was some really solid stuff. So
let me jump in real quick. We got this up on the Facebook, on the group. Remember last month we had said that the consuite was moving. FYI, the consuite had not moved. The hotel has mandated that no cooking will be done inside the suite. They made their catering kitchen available, though, for cooking. This gives new possibilities as well as challenges. Having to transport food to a less volunteer pool and some budgetary challenges may change the availability of some hot food during some time. If you are on the fence about volunteering, pretty much every track can still use help.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've had two friends who decided to sign up in the past few days, and they almost immediately got given assignments of, to choose from and where to go volunteer. So they're being quick on responding to people applying too.
Yeah.
And again, the con suite is not a myth. It does exist. I have been there. I have relied on it. It does exist. There's your first tip for today. Find the con suite. It does exist.
Free food, folks.
And yes. One of these days
I will find it.
Not alcohol. No alcohol.
And apparently, maybe depending on when you catch it, or maybe no hot food. But, you know, that's no reason not to
Mike,
check it out.
Be careful when you say about catching things at the con. You know,
well, we're wearing masks. It'll be all right. All right. So any other news, notes? before we get to Kevin talking about what's going on in the newbies group, especially regarding essential tips at this time, essential information for newbies. Like I said, I imagine the group is going crazy right now.
Oh, always. Picks up incredibly just every day we get closer to con.
So what's some of the things that really information that the newbies in particular are looking for right now?
Well, it's always for any of us who've been more than a couple of years, you know, you get the questions about how can I see everything? What are the five can't miss events at con? Some of the things like that, that we have to give folks some realities to let them know that with thousands of events, sometimes it comes down to your five can't miss events aren't my five can't miss events.
Sure.
So you need to be very open-minded about that. The concepts of tracks, you know, and getting that across to understand where different things are going to be. That's something that's always a popular topic coming up there. Lots of questions about parking. Best way to get to con, you know, understanding MARTA and the nature of the con being spread out in multiple hotels. So many folks, especially first-time attendees, are thinking, like a lot of conventions, that it's at a convention center. So getting across the culture, the nature of things. Mm-hmm. And also the need to be in some type of physical shape because you're going to walk 20-plus miles over the course of the weekend.
20 at least.
Yeah, and it's all uphill each way.
No, I mean, that's a lot of the reality that doesn't come in that you got to, you know, certainly a lot of folks are always talking about, which is great. Because the great thing about the newbies group, as many of you know, if you've been a part of it at all, is along with obviously tons of new con attendees who join the group, I think we're over 8,000 members at this point. There's tons of folks, just like many of the people who are on this event right now, who are there to help with advice. Folks who've been a year or two are there too, so... You got longtime attendees, you got newer attendees, and you got brand new attendees. So it's a great place to get some great advice on just something you're interested in. Sometimes it's popular with a lot of people. Sometimes it's a little more niche. Question about, you know, programming if you've got kids or if you're more of a late night person or you're not a late night person. You know, as we know, the con has got so many different ways you can approach it. Sometimes that's one of the bigger things to get across to people. It isn't like there's only one or two events happening. You can sometimes have 35 plus choices in any one time spot. So understanding that you can't do it all and that by Sunday, you're probably going to be choosing things that are closer to you rather than, you know, you're more interested in because you don't want to go up that hill again or whatever it might be. So that's some of the things that once you get a little closer to con, because a little further out, you get some of the very basic questions, understanding schedule, you know, when the schedule will be available, when it'll be finalized, never, and other things like that.
It changes still on Monday, folks. It really does.
As many of the track directors have said, it's official once it has ended, whatever panel that is, okay?
And even then, we're not 100%
sure. Yeah.
Nothing is. And that's why I always get that big smile, like when you're talking about the schedule and the fact that the data will be in there on the 23rd, like, yep, and it's going to change every day multiple times. So getting across to folks that do not write down what you want to do in pen, that's a waste of time.
Something erasable, folks.
Yes, erasable, or if it's electronic. No, very honestly, that's what it is. It's understanding the flexible nature of the schedule and also the importance of you being flexible as an attendee so that you can get the most out of it because of that nature of doing it. And what I tell a lot of folks that I think kind of gets it across better is hopefully when you come for the first time, you'll be a lot like many of us in that we keep coming back because we know we can't do it all every year. And every year we're doing something slightly different or we're seeing different people or doing different things at the con. Maybe someone who's more of just an attendee and maybe you want to start to get involved, speak on panels if you have that kind of interest or skill, or maybe volunteer, whatever it might be, so that every year is different. And just realize that over the course of many years, you might be able to see a good part of it. But the wonderful thing is when folks want to ask me and if I don't know an answer, sometimes they'll kind of like, wow. And I'm like, yeah, none of us know all the answers. You know, everyone knows a little bit or has some experience somewhere. So don't hesitate with such a great community, too. Once you do get to the con, it's such a great community. You know, ask other people in line. Ask other people who are at the con. Don't feel like you have to be the expert on a topic you may not know, or if you're lost, hey, you know, there are great information booths. There's volunteers. like some of us. They're going to have special lanyards, you can tell. But that doesn't mean you can't ask a fellow con-goer, you know, about something. And the other big thing that's come up lately, too, and you know this certainly, Mike, this isn't San Diego Comic-Con. You don't room sit for 9 hours to get to the one panel you want to see.
No, Dragon Con
is going to clear the room after each panel. So, A, that means you got a shot at getting in anywhere if you want to. And also, B, you're not sitting in a room for hours with people who have no interest in the same topic as you. Once you do get into a panel at Dragon Con, whether it's a, you know, celebrity guest or just a fan discussion panel, everyone in that room is also a big fan of the same thing as you. So they're friends you just haven't met yet. Strike up a conversation.
That's very true. They're all there for the same reasons.
Yeah.
And I have found, though, over the last couple of years that they used to be as soon as the panel before that on one of the ballrooms, then they let people start lining up for the next one. Now it's not, it's, you know, a lot of times you might be too late by that point sometimes. So you have to be careful with that. But they do not let you.
Some of the larger ones, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they do have a, they do like start lining up. Yeah.
The very first panel of the day, which is usually the 10 a.m. one, they will let you line up a little earlier for that as the first one. But like you said, Mike, normally it's until the line for the current panel has gotten into the room will they let another line form for the next one. And also the con volunteers will pick where that line forms. So just because you saw it over in that corner of the hotel for the 10 a.m. panel, that might not be the same spot for where the 11 is. So pay attention to the con volunteers. And no, you can't create a line to get in the line, as some folks will do. They will also break that up. So, yeah, the lineup policy is something that will get discussed a lot. But the idea is that normally most of these guests are going to be doing panels like at least once a day. So if the Friday one isn't a good time or you don't get in, look at the schedule. That well-named guest is probably on a panel on Saturday or Sunday. So that's the way you kind of balance con things, is realizing that oftentimes you get multiple shots at it. It isn't like, again, a San Diego Comic-Con where there's only one panel with, you know, whichever big-name guest you really want to see.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a great way to put it. We did get a question. Have they set up a time yet for the newbies tours on Thursday?
Yeah, it's not a, you know, app doesn't have data yet, but I think we can safely say unless it changes. Normally the newbie tour, well, it's been adjusting year by year, as we know, since con has been starting earlier, but last year and again this year, the newbie tour's time block is currently planned to be from on Thursday from noon to 4 p.m. So that means if you come to our room, which will be listed in the app, which is normally the one on the Marriott, at the end there, the A601, 602, again, subject to change. During that time period, come on in. We'll be sending out tours every few minutes. Myself, Kim McGibney, Michael Faulkner, Sue Kissenweather have been managing the group for many years, and we've got a whole team of volunteers, amazing tour guides, including some folks on this event right now, that'll be doing tours. So they go out every, you know, few minutes when we've got small little groups to keep them manageable. We don't do a tour of like every possible location. That would take hours. We try to keep them fairly brief, but the main idea of the tour is to kind of give you some bearings on where things are, which direction each of the hotels is in, where some of the big events might be happening, as far as knowing that, understanding and walking through the hotels, since we do have the connecting bridges, or more effectively called the habit trails, moving between the hotels, understanding the outside where America's Mart is. I mean, the tours are mainly helped, like a lot of other things at Dragon Con in our minds, to give you some bearings, give you an idea where some things are. It's not going to cover everything. These are some great folks helping out, but it's to get you started. Maybe, you know, run into some newbies there in the room. Because while if you come in and folks are waiting you out on tours, usually it's Michael and myself who hang around there to answer questions. So along with having a tour come up, if you happen to get there when there's a bit of a line for folks to go out, we'll be doing Q&As, open Q&As with the folks in the room, or covering some of these same topics there. So it's more than just coming for the tours, because like I say, some folks come in a little earlier, some might come a little later, and we'll try to make it as helpful as we can.
And I know there is also a handicap accessible tours also.
Yes, we do try to do some of those as well. So the same idea, when you come in, we normally have some type of a little ticket system or something. If you need one of those type tours, you let us know. And again, Kim and Sue have been amazing at that over the years. They do a great job organizing that and doing it. Kim is the one who started doing the tours even before we had them listed in the program, because much like you folks said at the beginning of this event, the newbies group is not an official part of CON. This is just something I started up in the group because I had several friends after coming to CON many years who had the same questions. So rather than answer them individually, I said, I'm creating a Facebook group. I'm going to put you all in it. And that way you can learn from each other. And it, like I say, from four people grew to over 8,000 because of how amazing this community is. It's just other folks helping out. And a few years ago, the CON saw that and said, hey, would you like to have some time on the schedule for the walking tours and a couple of newbie Q&As? So we've been doing that in collaboration with the CON, but we're not an official part either.
And it is a great service. And it's not just for people who are new to the convention. I mean, in a lot of ways, even if, you know, I've been going for more than 25 years, and there's a lot of times where I feel like I'm still new to the convention. It's changing. It's constantly changing. So it's always good to get to have some place to get information. Now, since you're not official, after you're done on Thursday, is the newbies group sort of just on hold for the convention, or do you guys offer any sort of services during the show as well?
No, we have the tours from, like I mentioned, noon to four.
Well, the tours are on Thursday, but as far as the group itself online, if people have questions or anything like that, or do you really strongly encourage people to ask, like, you know, to go to the convention volunteers?
Yeah. In addition to the tours, we also do an open Q&A panel at 5:30 on Thursday, and then we do another one at 10 a.m. So if you're there for either of those time slots, we'd highly recommend coming to those. Mm-hmm. We'll be there for that. After that, no, we're all either volunteers or attending pros. So we're off talking on panels and doing other things. So there really isn't, I mean, we'll be checking the group certainly on Facebook, but nowhere near as often as leading up to CON. So that's gotcha. Why we strongly recommend to.
Well, I know that a lot of you, especially you, Kevin, are really busy during the CON itself. So it's, I know you've got, I don't know, have you got your full schedule yet for panels?
Again, everything is fluid. Things are changing by the day. But I think at this point I'm either speaking on or moderating a total of 16 panels.
Oh, you and Mike are competing with each other.
Hey, I haven't beat by two. It's okay.
that's no. as of right now.
As of right now. And you know, I greatly appreciate the confidence has in me. I'll be moderating several guest panels too. And again, those are very fluid as guests get added or have to cancel. So we'll see where that rolls.
And again, your information is in the app. So if people want to check out the panels that you're on, they can just use the app and find out which panels they can find you on.
Yes. Again, as an attending pro, I am listed in the app there. And again, if you just search the app, once the data is in there for newbies, it'll bring up our events and let you know to confirm where they're being held.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for everything that you do with the newbies and everything you've brought to us as well. And I look forward to maybe this year. I've only actually met Kevin at one con, like one year.
I saw you in a line. That was about it. Yes.
But just like the con suite, he does exist.
Yeah. Can confirm. All this talk about being on all these panels, I barely see other people. Even my friends joke with me. They only get to see me Wednesday night. That's about the only time I will guarantee to be available. After that, you better find me somewhere.
It is crazy. Yeah.
But it is fun. It's a blast. I mean, and a big thank you to all of you for doing all of these DragonCon reports. I mean, how often we recommend them, I pass them along to folks, because this is the way folks learn about the con, is from other con goers. It's the best way to learn it.
Word of mouth. Word of mouth.
Absolutely.
All right. So that's going to conclude our newbie segment. But we've got a comment.
Yep. One thing to understand is that sometimes communication is hard in a con this size. Oh, so true. So true. Especially with a volunteer deficit. Sometimes things will start late. Sometimes there won't be enough people to check for lines started in the wrong area. Sometimes a volunteer simply does not have the info on when, where, and how to make things happen. Historically, the majority of attendees are nice, patient, and let the small stuff go. But there's always those one jerks, right? You know, who are there too. This year might have more of a challenge than past years. Take everything with a grain of salt, folks.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
Patience.
Exactly. I think that's one of the biggest, that's one of the most essential tips and suggestions. Have patience and just relax and enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Because we're all there to have a good time. Nobody's there to like, you know, crush your dreams, right?
No.
or harsh your mellow.
Hey, watch it, dude. I'll have my white Russians.
All right. So without further ado, I think it's time for the guest announcements, as has already been alluded to. They have been hot and heavy with announcing folks at this year's show. So without further ado, I think Darren and Jen, you have the lists. So and in true, you know, Dragon Con Report fashion, if they sort of, you know, accidentally, quote unquote, you know, mispronounce something, then you feel free to take a drink.
Exactly. Oh, it's guaranteed. It's guaranteed.
It's guaranteed on this one. Ladies first.
Okay. William Shatner is an actor and novelist who gained worldwide fame and became a cultural icon for his portrayal of Captain James T. Kirk in the television series Star Trek from 1966 to 1969, Star Trek the Animated Series, and in seven of the subsequent Star Trek feature films.
Erin Gray is an American actress best known for her roles as Kate Summers in the situation comedy Silver Spoons and as Colonel Wilma Deering in the sci-fi television series Buck Rogers in the 25th Century. For over two decades, Gray has performed in over a dozen feature films.
Lucky Yates plays the demented Dr. Krieger on the FX hit comedy Archer. He also played a million characters on the Food Network show Good Eats. He does improv comedy and puppetry every weekend at Dad's Garage Theater in Atlanta. He is awesome.
Brian Richards is one of the co-founders of DragonCon TV, serving as executive producer and director of DragonCon videography from 2005 to 2017. Brian has won two Parsec Awards for podcasting, and he is a moderator for DragonCon.
Ben McKenzie has become an audience favorite, most recently by bringing to life the notable role of Detective James Corden in the Fox hit series Gotham. McKenzie first captured audiences in the pop culture phenomenon The OC and continued his mainstay in television, starring in the critically acclaimed NBC series Southland.
By day, she is Chelsea. By night, she is Little Red Dot, storyteller, Twitch streamer, and TTRPG game fanatic. Little Red Dot is a moderator for DragonCon.
Mark Lee is a moderator for DragonCon.
Tony Gowell is a moderator for DragonCon.
Stacy Gordon is a puppeteer who operates Puppet Pie, an art studio and puppet truck in the heart of Phoenix, Arizona, and has the honor of performing one of Sesame Street's newer friends, Julia, a curious four-year-old autistic girl who loves art.
No relation to me.
I'm sorry. Bar Fox is an award-winning cosplay artist and television film producer. His national brand, Cosplay Your Way, encourages individuals to embrace the art of cosplay through imagery and film.
Peter David is a prolific author whose career and continued popularity spans nearly three decades. He has worked in ever conceivable media, television, film, books, fiction, nonfiction, and audio, short stories, and comic books, and acquired followings in all of them.
Chris Crispy Lloyd is an actor for DragonCon TV, an improv comedian, a podcaster on whatthecast.com, and a specialist on pop culture and post-apocalyptic culture, zombies notwithstanding. Chris Lloyd is a moderator for DragonCon.
Marina Baccarin is best known for her role as Inara Sarah in Firefly and the screen adaptation Serenity. She can also be seen in fan favorites like Deadpool, The Flash, and Gotham. Other starring roles in television include the sci-fi drama V and Heartland.
Jim Starlin is a comic book writer and artist with a career dating back to the early 1970s. He is best known for Cosmic Tales and Space Opera, revamping the Marvel Comics characters Captain Marvel and Adam Warlock, and creating or co-creating the Marvel characters Thanos and Shang-Chi, Master of Kung Fu.
John Romita Jr. is best known for his extensive work for Marvel Comics from the 1970s to the 2010s, including Spider-Man and X-Men. He also co-created Kick-Ass and Hit-Girl.
Frank Cho launched his career with Liberty Meadows. Later recruited by Marvel, he worked on many top-tier books, including Spider-Man, The Mighty Avengers, Hulk, X-Men, and more. Frank has received acclaim for his Harley Quinn covers, as well as his creator-owned projects, Fight Girls, Skyborn, and World of Pain.
Olivia Swan is an English actress. She portrays Astrologue and Astrologue the Robot in DC's Legends of Tomorrow.
Arthur Darvill is an English actor known for playing Rory Williams, one of the 11th Doctor's companions in the television series Doctor Who, and as Reverend Paul Coates in Broadchurch and Rip Hunter in Legends of Tomorrow.
One of the rare actors to have crossed over between the Marvel and DC universes, and Angelica Washington currently stars as a series regular on CW's hit TV show Stargirl, playing Beth Chappell, Dr. Midnight, while also having been on Who's Marvel series Runaways.
Trey Romano's breakout performance was starring opposite Beau Bridges in Robbie, where he played the young Robbie. He can currently be seen playing Mike Dugan on CW's Stargirl.
Yvette Monreal starred in the indie film Monsoon, which earned her an Imagine Award nomination for Best Actress. Yvette was handpicked by Sylvester Stallone for the fifth installment of Rambo, where she played Gabrielle. Currently, she can be seen alongside Brett Bassinger on the CW Stargirl as Yolanda Matez, a.k.a. Wildcat.
DJ Faison stumbled into DragonCon back in 2013, has performed every year since in one capacity or another. Catch him spinning hip-hop, dance, house, and throwback this year at Bunny Hutch and Zombie Prom.
Breck Bassinger stars as Courtney Whitmore, a.k.a. Stargirl, in the DC Comics CW series Stargirl. Breck also recently completed the film Man in the White Van to premiere later this year. Bassinger is well known for playing the eponymous lead in the Nickelodeon show Bella and the Bulldogs.
Adassa plays Dolores in Disney's award-winning Encanto. She has toured and collaborated with artists such as Daddy Yankee, Snoop, Pitbull, Enrique Iglesias, Ivy Queen, Don Omar, Flo Rida, Kevin Lytle, Baby Rasta, Gringo, Wisen, and Yandel, Baby Bash, and Juvenile, among others.
A comics artist best known for his work inking such artists as George Perez, Glegg Rock, Keith Giffen, and Jim Aparo, DiCarlo, Mike DiCarlo has worked on such titles as Atari Force, Cartoon Network, Block Party, Crisis on Infinite Earths, Fantastic Four, and Simpsons comics, as well as adaptations.
Take a drink, folks.
Caitlin Robrock is best known as the current voice of Minnie Mouse for Disney, Felicia Sundew in Amphibia, Tommy on the television series Mr. Pickles, and Mama Named Me Sheriff on Adult Swim, and Retsuko's mother in the English dub of Netflix's anime series Retsuko.
Brianna Knickerbocker is known for playing Rim. Regarding Zero, Kieran Asterix on Asterix War, Luna on Shadowverse, Elaine in Seven Deadly Sins, Kane in Dura... Rorax 2.
All right, just drink.
Sakura.
All right, just
Minion,
start chugging, folks.
Charlotte,
come on.
And Est of the Fire Emblem video games, Fates, Heroes, and Warriors, and many others. I apologize.
You get an A for effort for that one.
Yeah, seriously. Sean Chiplock's recent notable roles include Revali, Tiba, and the Great Deku Tree in The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, Delure in Genshin Impact, Rian Schwarzer in the Legend of Heroes Trail of Cold Steel series, and Subaru Natsuki.
Damn it, another drink.
Or more recently, Shiki Granbell in Eden Zero. I told you not to put anime guests in the list.
I did that purposely for you, Dan.
Jim Cummings has done scores of voices from Winnie the Pooh and Tigger 2 to Honda Onaka in Star Wars Rebels. This includes voiceover work in hundreds of television and radio commercials, movie trailers, promos, and video games.
Brianna Bensoukas has portrayed characters for both Marvel and DC. She portrayed Agent Vasquez in Supergirl, a reporter in the unaired pilot for Wonder Woman. Bensoukas played Agent Piper on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Vasquez concurrently. She also played Beatrice from Oceanside for several seasons on The Walking Dead.
Known throughout the world as the voice of Bruce Wayne Batman in the DC original animated movies, Jason O'Mara has also starred in many major Hollywood movies and TV shows, playing Jeffrey Mace, the Patriot, in Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Jason succeeded in working in both the DC and Marvel universes at the same time.
Sanford Green has worked as a professional illustrator for over 18 years for Marvel, DC, Dark Horse, and Image Comics. He helped reshape Marvel Comics characters Power Man and Iron Fist, and illustrated Black Panther and Luke Cage. Green is a two-time Eisner and Ringo Award winner for Bitterroot, which is slated to become a film, and he'll be appearing Friday and Saturday.
Mark Bagley is an American comic book artist. He has worked for Marvel Comics and DC Comics on such titles as The Amazing Spider-Man, Thunderbolts, New Warriors, and Ultimate Spider-Man.
Brett Dalton is an actor who is best known for playing Grant Ward and Hive in ABC's series Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. Dalton's other TV credits include Blue Bloods, Army Wives, Nurses, and National Geographic Channel's Killing Lincoln. In addition, Dalton voiced the characters Mike in the game Until Dawn.
Continuing to emerge as one of Hollywood's most engaging and sought-after talents, Stephen Strait stars as Jim Holden, the lead on the hit series The Expanse. Stephen was previously seen on the series Magic City and played War and Peace in the movie Sky High.
Wes Chatham has appeared in films such as The Valley of Elah, W, The Help, and The Philly Kid, and plays Caster in The Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 1 and Part 2. Since 2015, he stars as Amos Burton in The Expanse.
Jackson Robert Scott is known for playing Bodie Locke in the Netflix series Lock and Key, and Georgie Denbrough in the films It Chapter 1 and It Chapter 2.
Hallie Jones is an actress and musician best known for her role as Eden Hawkins in Netflix's Lock and Key.
Jesse Camacho is best known for his roles as Sheldon Bletcher in the television series Less Than Kind and Doug Brazel in the hit series on Netflix Lock and Key.
Are you sensing a theme? Aaron Ashmore is perhaps best known for his roles in TV shows as Jimmy Olsen in Smallville, Steve Jinks in Warehouse 13, Nate in Lost Girl, Troy Vandegraff in Veronica Mars, Randall Wishart in Cardinal, and as John Jacobus in Killjoys. He can currently be seen in Lock and Key.
Hey, I see something there.
Hale Appelman is known for playing Toby Cobb in the 2007 film Teeth and Elliot in the television series The Magicians, a TV series based on the novel of the same name by Lev Grossman.
Matt Nitsche is a local Atlanta actor, puppeteer, and co-host for Dragon Con's own Late Night Puppet Slam.
Stella Maid, known for her starring role on The Runaways, a two-season recurring role in Chicago PD, and a main role on The Magicians.
Harvey Gulen is currently one of the leads in the new FX series dark comedy What We Do in the Shadows. Gulen previously appeared in The Magicians, Eye Candy, Huge, Little America, Room 104, The Good Place, Raising Hope, and more.
Not you, Guillermo.
Garrett Lang is best known for his role as Ensign Harry Kim on Star Trek Voyager, which ran from 1995 to 2001. He was keen to participate in a new role for the 2007 fan production Star Trek of Gods and Men.
Mark Shepard is a British-American actor and musician. He is known for his recurring roles as the demon King of Hell Crowley on Supernatural, lawyer Romo Lampkin on the Battlestar Galactica reboot, Interpol investigator James Sterling on Leverage, small-time crime lord Badger on Joss Whedon's Firefly, and Willoughby Kipling in Doom Patrol.
Ruth Connell.
Does not need a moderator.
No, we found that the hard way.
We did.
Ruth Connell is a Scottish theater, television, and film actress and producer. She is also a former professional dancer and choreographer. Connell is best known for her recurring role as Rowena in the CW series Supernatural, one of the longest-running female characters on the show.
Osric Chow is a Canadian actor and martial artist, best known for his role as Kevin Tran in the CW series Supernatural.
Black Sheep Ensemble is a vagapunk street music for the masses. Black Sheep Ensemble's rowdy street performances rooted in Balkan, Bollywood, Second Line, Latin, and Ska brings crowds up on their feet, out to the streets, and into the music. This rambling party of talented carousers sparks celebration at every turn, with low brass belting out the bass line while eccentric drums drive the dance.
William Stout is an American fantasy artist and illustrator with a specialization in paleontological art.
You're not reading the rest of that?
Oh, sorry. I was like, that is the best bio ever. It's bullshit. And it's sorry.
Drink majorly.
He's been shown in over 70 exhibitions, including 12 one-man shows. He has worked on over 30 feature films, doing everything from storyboard art to production design. And my scrolly finger is very happy. Okay.
Chandler Riggs portrays Carl Grimes in the AMC hit series The Walking Dead. Other credits include the feature Get Low and Lifetime's The Wronged Man.
Caitlin Nacon starred as Enid through 5 seasons of The Walking Dead. She's also been seen on Adult Swim's Too Many Cooks, Tag, Hulu's Light as a Feather, and has 4 movies soon to be released starring with Billy Bob Thornton, Robin Wright, Jim Gaffigan, and Rhea Seehorn. Take a drink, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Adetto Kumbo McCormick is known for Isaac on Netflix Castlevania and Coffee on Blood of Zeus. He starred in Blood Diamond, Battle Los Angeles, and Captain America Winter Soldier. TV credits include Lost, Heroes, The OA, NCIS, 24, and video games like Call of Duty, Uncharted, and World of Warcraft.
Lips Down on Dixie is an Atlanta-based Rocky Horror Picture Show cast, which performs weekly Friday midnight shows at the Plaza Theater. Known nationally for their screen accuracy, the cast has made appearances at venues around the Southeast region, including at the Masquerade, Club Future, Chamber, Tongue and Groove, and others.
Lauren Ridloff stars as Marvel's first deaf superhero in Eternals. She's also a series regular on The Walking Dead. Lauren was nominated for a Tony Award for Lead Actress in a Play for her Broadway debut in Children of a Lesser God.
Lori Holden's memorable roles are Fantastic Four hero Sybil Bennett in Silent Hill, co-starring as Amanda Dumfries in The Mist. Holden recently starred as Olivia Murray in the series The Shield and is currently starring in The Walking Dead and as Fox Crimson Countess on The Boys.
Chad L. Coleman became known by portraying Dennis Cuddy Wise on The Wire, voicing Coach in the video game Left 4 Dead 2, and portraying Tyrese Williams on The Walking Dead. He currently stars in the sci-fi's The Expanse as Fred Johnson and as the alien Clyden on The Orville. Shouldn't it be Amazon's Expanse?
That bio needs to be updated.
Yeah.
Are we still doing phrasing? We should be doing phrasing there. Jennifer Morrison is perhaps best known for her roles as Dr. Cameron on The House and Emma Swan on Once Upon a Time. She has also portrayed Zoe Pearson on How I Met Your Mother and Winona Kirk in the 2009 Star Trek.
Nathan Mitchell is best known for his role as Irving Black Noir in the Amazon Prime Video series The Boys. Mitchell began his career with a recurring role in the series Aliens in America. He's appeared on Arrow, The Tomorrow People, Timeless, iZombie, and Supernatural.
Laz Alonso is known for playing in James Cameron's Avatar and Phoenix Calderon in Fast and Furious. Alonso has had roles in Jarhead, This Christmas, Miracle at St. Anna, and Detroit, and he can currently be seen on Amazon Prime Video in The Boys playing Mother's Milk.
Actor Ethan Peck is best known for his roles in the movies The Sorcerer's Apprentice and In Time, and the series 10 Things I Hate About You and Star Trek Discovery. In addition, Peck has lent his voice to Halo's 4, Halo 5, Guardians and Lightning Returns, Final Fantasy, can't count in Roman numerals, X1111. he's also on Star Trek Stranger New Worlds.
Christina Chong can be seen in Monroe, Line of Duty, Halo Nightfall, Black Mirror, Doctor Who, and 24 Live Another Day. She currently plays the role of Noonien Singh in the series Star Trek Strange New Worlds.
Jess Bush is best known for playing Christine Chapel in Star Trek Strange New Worlds.
Paul Saborin is one half of the musical comedy duo of Paul and Storm. He is also known for Mystery Science Theater 3000 and Despicable Me 2.
Tomer Kaplan has starred in popular Israeli television productions such as Hostages and the political thriller television series Fauda. In 2016, he was awarded an Ophir Award for Best Supporting Actor in 1 Week and a Day. He stars in When Heroes Fly and the Amazon series The Boys.
Emily Bette Rickards is best known as her role as Felicity Smoke on the CW series Arrow. She's reprised her role in the Arrowverse shows The Flash, Legends of Tomorrow, and Supergirl, and voiced the character on animated web series The Vixen.
Plew DeBario is best known to DragonCon fans for playing Adira Tal in Star Trek Discovery.
Ian Alexander is known for their roles as Buck Vu on The OA, Lev in The Last of Us Part 2, and Gray Tal on Star Trek Discovery.
Colton Haynes landed the role of Jackson Whitmore in the 2001 MTV series Teen Wolf. Beginning in 2012, he was a recurring member on the CW's Arrow, playing Roy Hopper, a street thug who idolizes the Arrow and later becomes his protege, Arsenal.
Rogue is the lead singer, songwriter, frontman, and founder of the band The Crux Shadows, with close to 200 songwriting credits, over 20 CDs, several chart-topping hits in Europe and the U.S., and well over 1,000 live performances all over the globe.
Now it's Dragon Con.
Yeah. Annie Wersching was recently announced from Star Trek Picard, The Vampire Diaries 24, and NCIS.
Yeah,
and
Titus Welliver was recently announced as well from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Lost, and Castlevania.
And Bosch.
And also announced just a few hours ago, Allison Scagliati from Warehouse 13.
She's awesome. She is awesome, and that you guys did an awesome job, and that was a lot of guests.
That's a lot so, of people.
And there will still be more coming.
There's still more. I've been looking all night to see if they've added more.
They will. There's still room to grow. I don't think the Walk of Fame is full at all at this full capacity yet. Although my alcohol intake might be, thanks to you guys. But anyway, so if you're listening to this episode, we're going to take a quick break and then we're going to talk about the main topic. If you are watching, well, then just put up with our nonsense.
Hey, Mike, I think I might have the new promo for Earth Station 1 for the spring. Want to hear it?
Sure.
Celebrating over 12 years of bringing you all things geek, we're the Earth Station 1 podcast. No matter the topic, we have been showing you all sides of geekdom with interviews, reviews, discussions, con reports, and as always, the Geek Seat. Join Mike and Mike weekly at earthstation1.com or wherever fine podcasts are found. That's Earth Station 1. What do you think? Is it okay?
That's fine. We'll do better next time.
Everyone these days could use a little support, and your friends at the ESO Network are no different. With the ESO Network Patreon, the cool thing is when you help support us, it's you who will benefit. With four tiers starting for as little as 25 cents a week, you can listen to some of your favorite network podcasts early, hear exclusive content, maybe get some ESO swag, or even possibly take a shot at the geek seat. All you need to do is sign up at Patreon.com/ESO Network.
Welcome back, everyone. And now, we had to say goodbye to Kevin. He had, of course, other things to do because he is a busy man getting ready for the convention. We all are. But we all want to get together and talk about the main topic while we're all here is the essential tips, the things that are essential to know for Dragon Con. And Spider, I know that I don't know how long have you been putting together your pro tips? Because so that's one thing I look forward to every year. And I every year I always say I'm going to go by every one of these tips. And somehow I always manage to miss a few. But how long have you been doing that?
I think I've been doing the tips now for about 8 years, but I've been going to Dragon Con for about 20. So, you know, we're ancient years of experience. Plus, you know, what I've learned from other people. I certainly didn't come up with all these on my own. But yeah, I started posting those just because, you know, just like the newbies group, you know, the people that don't know or something handy that I'm like, oh my gosh, I wish I'd known this 4 years ago, you know, mm-hmm. and you just kind of file it away. And every year I try to pay attention and you know, pick up a couple more. And it's always amazing, like the different hacks. And I didn't have anything new this year only because last year was such a placeholder sort of.
Right. Year. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Nothing, there wasn't any, I mean, we were going to be facing new challenges and I didn't want to say that these were going to be tips you should do going forward because this was going to be the new standard. So it was kind of like that, you know, toe in the pool. Is this what we're doing now? So there's nothing really new there. Although I certainly have, since I put out this year's list, I kind of said to myself, oh, wait a minute. No, I could have said that. That's still probably a good one. Like, you know, one thing I keep meaning to put on the list and I keep forgetting is Dragon Con TV. Like if you're in a host hotel, if you don't want to wait an hour for a panel and you don't want to sit in the very back of a packed, you know, ballroom, especially now, if you're uncomfortable in large crowds, everybody's on a different journey with everything we're going through. If you're not comfortable with that, literally go back. If you're one of the host hotels and you've got access to Dragon Con TV, go upstairs, put your feet up, grab a drink and watch it from the comfort of your own room. That's why Dragon Con TV is amazing. They do such a great job of getting that out and you probably have a better view than you would any place else in the ballroom.
And you don't need a host hotel anymore. If you're traveling with your phone, your tablet, right. your laptop, you can now get it through the web.
Right.
And it's do you guys know if they're going to be doing a Roku channel this year?
I haven't seen yet.
I know they had issues with it last year, and that's
why. I want to say that the interact, because of the way that it has to be coded and stuff, it just wasn't as handy. But yeah, Dragon Con, I see panels, and this is, we were talking about how every year a con is slightly different. Every year I see a panel on Dragon Con TV just accidentally. I'm like, wait, what is that? What is this track? Like, I had never seen Twisted Tunes before. Like, the Twisted Tunes track, had never seen that before. I don't know how I missed it. I almost peed myself watching it. It was so funny to see all the voice actors doing all the different, you know, reading the script to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory in all the different cartoon voices and just switching off at, like, the drop of a hat. Hysterical. That is now, like, on my list of things to try and get to this year if I can, because it was just so much fun.
And yes, and Dragon Con TV is available to not just con goers, but you can register, create an account. The 2022 memberships are active now. All live content for 2022, plus other past panels and events and whatnot.
And some fan panels.
Membership is valid through June 1st, 2023. So I do know they take, I think, June and July to reconfigure and re-upload and re-update the site. So yeah, you get that. And I believe, man, I can't get a price on here, but I think it's $10. Is it not?
It's
still $10, yes.
Completely reasonable.
Absolutely.
Go back and revisit all the panels that you didn't get a chance to see while you're at con. We usually do that the week. That's how we help come down, like, con depression, is we just log into Dragon Con TV and we just slowly start weaning ourselves off of it. But we're still, like, surrounded, and we get to see the panels that we didn't, that we probably missed while we were running around doing other things. Because, as you said, you can't do everything. You can't be everywhere at one time. As nice as that would be, just doesn't happen that way. There are elevators. The elevators alone, that's another tip. Oh, thinking of the elevators, be patient. What goes up must come down. Step aside, let people exit, and then go back in again. And please make room for the people who need the elevators. If you can walk two flights, walk the two flights.
Well, if an elevator opens and you see a wheelchair, like, be a good person and maybe step off and let the wheelchair user get on.
Exactly.
Absolutely. So, not maybe. Do it.
Do it.
Do it now. Okay,
so one of the things that people are doing now, if they haven't already, because some people may be more organized than I am and don't wait till, like, a day before, is pack, right? They're packing to go to con, whether you're going there for, like, locally, driving in, flying in, whatever, however you're getting to con, you have to pack. Darren, you put together a really good packing list. I don't know if you want to go through all of the, you know, 40-some items real quick. I mean, we just did a list. I don't know if you want to do that.
I don't want to do another big list, but what we may do is we may just post this to the report page.
Yeah. Yes.
And put it out there for people to use. I'll hit some high points on the tips for it.
Yes. What are some of the things that people might not consider? Like, it might just be like, oh, I never thought of that.
A big one for anyone cosplaying is make a costume checklist and bring two copies of it. One for when you're packing things away to come to con, and one for when you're packing things to leave to go back home. That's very important because you will lose something somewhere. And you'll be like, I can't be this character anymore. I lost the beep. Fill in the blank, you know. So that's the thing. We want to hit the 6-2-1 rule because that's a big one at con. People forget because it's such a crazy environment. If you don't know what that is, it is the 6 hours of sleep, 2 real good meals a day, and 1 daily shower with soap. No Axe body spray and or patchouli does not count as a shower.
And some people are allergic to that.
Oh, yes. And folks, put on deodorant. You know.
It won't kill you.
No.
I actually keep a small, this is one of my tips, I keep a small trial size deodorant in my cargo shorts when I'm walking around. I just reapply a couple times a day. And here's why. I'm not a stinky guy, but I'm walking around a whole bunch of body heat. I'm going to sweat more than normal. I work a regular office job. I'm not out there sweating every day, so I'm probably going to need a little more extra, you know, coverage. And there's nothing wrong with that.
And it's still the South in late August, early September. That isn't changing. It's still growth outside.
I mean, we had a beautiful weekend this past weekend, and we're never going to get that again. you know, it's going to be 90 degrees with 95% humidity with pretty much a guaranteed torrential rainstorm almost every other day. That's the weather at Dragon Con.
Yeah, but that's why so much of it is indoors, which is great if you're a cosplayer, because you can usually get to four or five of the hotels without ever seeing the light of day. But even still, you're in close quarters. Respect your fellow human and be sanitary.
And just a little spray of X is not deodorant, folks.
No, it's not.
Or Febreze or whatever,
Febreze I recommend, because if you're going to wear the same costume twice.
Sure.
Yeah. Febreze is very important.
Air it out overnight.
Clothes, but not for – it's not a replacement for a shower.
No. I do suggest that you bring double the amount of T-shirts, underwear, and socks that you think you might need, just because you're going to feel humid and gross, and you're going to want to change probably halfway through the day.
Or get those
little. Be thinking about that, but
get the little travel laundry sheets so you can do small loads of laundry in your hotel room and let the clothes hang dry. I've done that plenty of times.
Yep, that works too. If you have medications, obviously you don't want to forget anything, but I find it handy to bring like a copy of your prescriptions. If you have them, you can print them out in case something gets lost in luggage or whatever. You can go to the CVS and possibly work on getting a replacement, because that CVS is right there. It is the lifesaver of the con. It is the MVP of the con. Everyone will be in there at some point during the weekend to grab something. So it's great if you need it, but I always consider it my backup plan.
Yes.
And I try to bring my first aid kit and all the medicines I'm going to need with me. So sometimes con food might hit you kind of rough. So maybe bring that stuff with you. Because when you feel cruddy, you don't want to go fight through a crowd to get to CVS. And they might actually be out of something that you need.
That's my luck.
Yeah, bring some Tums, bring some Pepto-Bismol, bring, you know, stuff like that to help with that. Because if you're sharing a room with somebody, and a lot of us are sharing rooms with more than just one person, you know, if there's a lot of people and someone's spending a lot of time in the bathroom, you're not going to be the most popular person in that room. No.
Speaking of the bathroom, air deodorizers are very good in the hotel rooms when you're sharing with a whole bunch of people, because, you know, those hotel vents don't do a good job sometimes. I'm just telling you right now, just go ahead, get the Air Glade. It's going to be great for you.
Mm-hmm. Standard cold medicines from Glenn Paul Johnson.
Totally. You should bring anything that you think you might need.
Aspirin. If you have problems sleeping, like if you're doing melatonin or something like that, because sometimes the con can get a little loud, depending on what floor you're on, depending on whether or not somebody has brought their bagpipes and decided to play Danny Boy at 4 a.m. in the Hyatt Tower.
Yep.
I think she's speaking of experience.
She is.
Yes. So it's helpful to have something
like that. NyQuil or Robitussin could be your best friend.
Or next to Peachtree Street, and the street preacher is out there before the parade at 8 a.m., you're going to want a mask to cover your eyes to keep the light out, and you're going to want earplugs to cover up. And I bring earplugs for the whole room because I know I snore. I'm like, here, complimentary earplugs for the snorer. This is like basic friendship stuff. You know, you don't get kicked out of the room at 3 a.m. because no one else can sleep.
If you have a room facing Peachtree Street, they were doing drag racing at 3 a.m. last year. Up and down. Exactly. Heartbeat. White noise, anything to use to drown it out.
If you're not local, bring allergy medication.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're going to be exposed to air you don't normally bring in or breathe in. It happens.
Yeah. Oh, no, you're right.
I might be in another southern state, but it's not the same air.
And to be fair, most of us, when we get down to con, we're exhausted because we've been sewing and everything is down. Like, so if you're a believer in vitamins or anything like that, start taking those vitamins and any of those preventatives, even if it's just so for some people feel it's just psychosomatic and, you know, you just, I just talk myself into it. Talk yourself into it. You'll feel better if you have more energy. Try and get that sleep before you leave. My tip before I leave the house here, I clean my house before I leave. If I have time, I can't come back and unpack with stuff everywhere. So I learned maybe 10 years ago, clean up my cosplay stuff so I have a place to put the luggage when we get back. Because when I come back, I don't want to unpack it. I just want to put it somewhere and then collapse. And it's so nice to collapse in a clean bed, made bed.
Yes.
No dishes in the sink, that kind of thing. If you have time, and I realize not everybody has that because you're panicking and you're.
Yeah. But
just like that.
Hermit mode. You want to bring. wondering if you have more than two of you in a room and probably more than really four devices in your room, you're going to want to bring power strips for your chargers because there's only a couple of outlets.
Yep.
You're also going to want to bring large trash bags for your room because those itty bitty hotel trash cans do not cut it for con.
They're the size of a mug. I don't know why they think these are useful for anybody, but yeah, we do that. We bring the big one. We tuck it in a corner. I know some people who use, if you're not flying in and you're driving in, they get the pop-up hampers. Yep. And they use the pop-up hamper and they put the trash bag in that and it just gets tucked into a corner. And then, you know, the nice thing is at the end, you just tie up the trash. And it's so much easier for housekeeping. I actually worked housekeeping for 2 years in hotels for summer jobs. So I've seen what these rooms look like. Cheerleaders are filthy, by the way. Cheerleaders are the worst. But you just tie up the bag. You think con is bad. Cheerleaders, I think, would put up against them. But yeah, you can just tie up all that trash, leave it in the middle, and it's so much easier. Because you've been there. You've been wallowing in your own mess for five, six days in a hotel room. Yeah.
Make it easy. Or you can be the weirdo like me. I clean up our room every day. I fill up the trash bag every day and tip housekeeping and I hand them the trash bag each morning because I don't want to roll over my bed and find an open container of takeout from Cafe Momo's.
I don't know what you're talking about. That's never happened before. I also get zip ties. The little itty bitty zip ties, you can get them off of Amazon. They're excellent for putting through the hole in your badge to attach to your lanyard, and then you just snip it off at the end so that your badge is less likely to get ripped off of you.
Or invest in a badge pouch.
Yeah, a badge pouch.
There are a lot of them out there.
And the thing is, too, is that they don't just come off just because somebody ran, somebody will yank on it, but they come off in weird ways.
Yeah.
My husband was going down the escalator, and he had it tied to his belt. And it got caught in the metal overlap on the side of the escalator. It got wedged right there.
Ooh.
He got to the bottom of the escalator and he's like, "Where'd my badge go?" Luckily, it was still there when we went back down. Completely random, you know, no way you could predict that. You know, there's no law, you know, there's no rule book that says watch out for the escalator sidewall overhang for your lanyard. That's weird. Yeah. But yeah, you think accidents will happen. And if you do lose your badge, talk to Dragon Con, go to the Lost and Found. Good people will turn the badges in. So
we had it happen with one of our friend group. They did get their badge turned in 2 hours.
Yeah, because they are not replaceable. So if you lose your badge, you're done.
You have to buy another one.
Online.
Badges, you need your stinking badge.
You need your stinking badge. Yes.
You need your stinking badge.
You want to have your ID with you. You want to have cash with you.
And don't rely on the ATMs in downtown Atlanta. ATMs. They empty out very quickly.
It's a holiday weekend.
You know, they're not going to get replenished. So bring what you're going. I find it handy to use the credit cards and the debit cards in the food court and for meal purchases. And then use your cash in the dealer's room.
One thing about the dealer's room and the artist alley, though, thanks to things like Square, PayPal, whatever, a lot of them can take cards now. So that's not a sure thing, but it is a great thing.
But sometimes you might get a deal by paying cash because you might get a deal with cash.
Yeah. And I've had issues before where my bank saw two vendors that I charged at a con. And because the vendor's home bank was in two different states, they assumed that I was having a fraud issue, and they cut off my card. And I couldn't do anything about it until Tuesday because it's Labor Day weekend.
Speaking of, if your bank has the option, let them know that you're going to be traveling and going. We do that with our bank every year, and Wells Fargo has it in their app that you can go select. Put the dates and where you're going, and or you can call and talk to a teller, and they'll make a note on your account. Mm-hmm. But it's best to have it taken care of before you're trying to make a purchase.
Yep.
And also just remember, we're still, you know, you're going to con. There's going to be things that you want to spend money on. Remember also hotel prices. If you're going to drink at the hotel bar, you are going to pay substantially more for your adult beverages if you do it that way. However, if you do bring things in, there was a big discussion on one of the DragonCon groups recently about the corkage fee. And yes, there is, every hotel is allowed to charge you a corkage fee if you bring in stuff from outside. Are they going to do that? Only if you're an idiot and you're running around like with a keg on your back or swinging out of a bottle of Jack Daniels that's filled with Jack Daniels and not just part of a cosplay prop.
Yeah, exactly.
Or if your luggage cart is filled with, like, you know, packs of beer.
No, I mean, to be fair, we've loaded in plenty of alcohol. But the main thing is not, don't shove it in people's face.
Yes, right. Exactly.
Yes.
Discreet.
Yes. And I can tell you, every nerd and geek I know, we have hidden booze in costumes. I have seen so many jetpacks that were actually pony, like little camelbacks. Mm-hmm. Do you remember a few years ago, this is showing my age, 6-7 years ago, there was a steampunk Charles Xavier.
Yep. I got to drink for the giraffe.
Did you? Yeah. Like, oh, look, you've got the fluid pumping up and down and it's red. What is that? Vodka cran? Well, okay then. You know?
Yep. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Yes. There's a bar 2D2. I mean, there are creative ways to carry around your adult beverages. And what's nice is that because you're inside, it's not like you're outside open container law, blah, blah, blah. Be sensible. Here's my tip. Be sensible. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Exactly. You do not need to go through all of your booze in one night. Nope. Nobody wants to go through all their booze in one night. And if you don't drink, don't drink. Don't feel like you have to be forced into anything. I will say, from a safety perspective, don't share drinks. I know everybody's bringing pie. I know everybody's doing stuff. But with the amount of extra icky, icky num-nums that are running around right now, maybe don't, like, swap spit with people that you don't know and you don't know where they've been. So don't swig off the bottle. And also, if you are a woman, just pay attention to if you have an open, like, drinking container. Like, maybe just make sure you pour your beverage into something with a sealed top, because there is always going to be, when you've, percentage-wise, the more people you have in a large crowd, there's going to be a small percentage that are up to no good, the no good mix.
Up to no good mix.
It's not just con people at the con. There are hotel guests. Even the buckets of rum, my group, we have made lids. Mm-hmm. We discovered years ago that if you get the big soup cans or soup packs from Costco, those lids fit perfectly on the buckets of rum. And you can also burn a hole for a straw through it.
Yeah, and you can also take a shower cap. Because those are big enough. They have food saver caps as well. You can just pull those and put a straw through those as well. So drink safely. And it's not just like, oh, if I have one more drink, I'm going to fall down. It's also be aware of what you're drinking. Be aware of where you're drinking it. And be aware of how much you're paying to drink it. Because I can tell you, I went to the Monk's Meadery and I picked up a four pack of the Monk's Mead from there for $16. And then I paid $23 for two of them at the bar. So it was a fairly large discrepancy there.
It's a markup.
Yeah, and you can get, they do have beer at there is water. Please also pace yourself with water as well. Also, from a cosplay perspective, if you are going to drink and drink a lot, make sure you have an exit strategy as far as peeing goes. There will always be somebody to help you, usually to unzip your back or whatever. Like, girls can't always get to their zippers in the back of their spandex or whatever.
So if you're wearing a bunny suit, bring a partner to the bathroom.
Yes.
You're going to need some help with the closures down there.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. and hoop skirts need to flip up, and you waddle into the room, and you pee, and you stand up, and you go back out, and the skirt comes down. Make sure that you have got all the – think about that as you're planning your cosplays. This is – you've got 2 weeks. You can stop and go, maybe I should add some Velcro there. Yes, Velcro.
On my list, I have sippy cup or flask, whichever you're more comfortable with. We've talked about it before, but I want to stress that if someone wants to buy you a drink at a bar, say you're at the Pulse Bar, that's fine. You go up to the bartender, you tell the bartender what you would like to drink, and have that person pay the bill. Mm-hmm. That is completely acceptable. The bartender will hand you your drink, and if that person is not being nefarious, they should be fine with that.
Yeah.
Oh, very much so.
And that's how you roll with that, right there.
Oh, yeah. Be careful when people are buying you drinks. Do not just take a drink from somebody.
And it's not just happening to girls.
No. So at con, everybody's cute. Everybody's cute at con. It's not just a girl thing. Everybody's cute at con. And you, honestly, you never know what's going to make somebody's little meter go ping. So,
exactly.
You know, yeah.
Well, exactly. And you don't know if they have, you know, if you're going to end up on the roof or not.
Right.
And so you got to be careful with that.
These are safety tips that you would plan. You know, don't just assume during con, it's a safe space. Like, don't go down a dark alley by yourself without, like, you know.
No. Have a buddy with you. Have a buddy with you.
It's just maybe if you're going to try a pie, maybe try it from somebody you know. Because everyone's recipes are completely different. Somebody might make theirs much stronger. Yeah. Or they might put something in it you're allergic to. You never know.
You really don't know. We have a friend of ours who has a corn allergy. And, you know, she has to be very careful about it. You know, she was ready to try some apple pie, but then she realized some of the liquor we put in, you know, grain alcohol. You know, you got to be very, very careful with that type of stuff.
And also on a safety note, too, if there's ever a point, I think you can usually find a volunteer, but there's times in crowds it's hard to find a volunteer. I mean, I know I'm DJing at several events, and I will tell you right now, if you don't feel safe, come talk to me. Like, if you're feeling like, for whatever the reason, like you just don't feel safe, you can come talk to me. If you have a friend or if you set up a buddy system of some kind, you just have to give them a signal and go, you know that thing? We have to go do it right now. Grab the person, get them out of there. Like,
I think any of the hosts here you could do that with.
Yeah.
At any of the events, because we'll be out. You know what we look like. We don't, you know, we're not that different, you know, when you see us in person.
Hey, there's also there's group meetups also that'll help you out. Like at the Hilton, you can usually find the DC over 40 group hanging out in the lobby every evening. They are a great source. If you need to get away from a dangerous situation, there is a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Or the writers at the Westin and the bar there. Yeah. Every area.
Go to a bathroom, and if I can't speak for the men's room. Yeah, phone a friend, or if you're just in there, just like, hey, I need some help. Can you? Or your phone may be dead. Here's another thing: make sure if you can find one of those battery pack chargers that you can take with you. Your phone may die as it's rolling through battery, like through data, you know, throughout the con. So I always try to keep one of those like remote battery packs with me, just so that I can look and go, oh. And you're trying to find a plug on the con floor There are people sitting on floors, like hogging them because they're trying to charge all of their devices.
And they did have charger stations last year.
They did, which was nice, but you can't always find them when you need one. So if you can find just one of those little anchors, those little anchor chargers, you can get them on Amazon. They're much more affordable than they were a few years ago. I highly recommend them. It's just easy. And actually, just double check with your roommates. Who's got what phone? Like what charger cable do you guys use? If you can find somebody that uses the same cable as you, like iPhone, Android, whatever, just double check to see who uses the same charger, because we all know we will lose that cable at some point.
And if you lose or forget it, there is a great vendor in the vendor hall who sells little mini chargers. They have the nice braided charging cores for almost every device you have in multiple sizes. They make deals when you can buy stuff in bulk. Mm-hmm. We've bought cords and new wall plugs for our charging cords from them every year. And we already know we're going to go visit them again this year and buy some more.
I forget at least once a year whenever I travel, I forget my charger, like my cable, my plug. It's right on the kitchen counter. I grab my phone. I forget that. I walk out the door and then I don't realize till I get to whatever hotel I'm going to. And I'm like, oh, well, now I have 17 more of those. That's fine.
Exactly. Yeah, I try to bring two charger cables with me, one that I take with me wherever I go and one that I leave in the room just in case something happens like that. But and also the other thing I found out about having a phone, I don't know if this is still the case, and this might be, you know, true of just some hotels, I don't know, but if you put your phone in the same pocket as your hotel key, that will wipe your hotel key clean. There's something about the magnetic elements to it or something. So I would be really careful. I would, you know, if you can get a sleeve or something else for your hotel key, put that in and make sure that's in a safe spot.
Because especially like with the newer iPhones, they have the MagSafe on the back of it. And so basically it has back here, you know, the MagSafe, and you also have a MagSafe wallet, which also has a magnet in it. And if it goes up against your key, it's going to wipe it out just like that.
Another tip with your phone, if you're going to send somebody a text message, you're trying to coordinate with somebody, timestamp it. Hey, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Do you want to meet here at 3 p.m.? There are times when the signal just, there's a lot of people, 65,000 people trying to use a network in a very small space of time. So your text messages may not roll in depending on your provider and your phone. Your text messages may come in all of a sudden all at once. And if it just says, meet us at the bar, we're doing shots with so-and-so, you're like, when was that? When? Exactly.
You get there at 2 a.m. and you're like, where are they?
Yeah, exactly.
And so they were there at 8:30, you know.
And be really clear when you're like leaving a message for somebody. It's like, hey, we're going to meet at the Caribou in the food court at 2 p.m. Hope to see you there. Like, let people know, like, give them like more than just like, we're going to go for coffee.
Yeah, where? Where?
Okay.
It was interesting. One of the comments, there was an ongoing pie competition that has sadly been canceled during the pandemic. Oh, yeah. One of the requirements is an ingredient list, and this has helped greatly for people with allergies, which, you know, this needs to start up again. Darren, I put you in charge of that.
I'm surprised you're not in the group.
Which one?
The pie group.
Nah. I do my own thing. You know that.
Yeah, I do my own thing too.
I still stand by the original pie in Tech Ops. I still think that's probably my favorite pie of all time. But
that I will get you some this year.
I'm drinking it now.
It's a good batch this year. Yeah.
It's a good. He hasn't drinking this year. So I haven't made it though. He's still drinking last year's.
This is the last of last year's.
Yeah, because literally, you know, pie doesn't go bad. It could be 30 years old. You know,
it's like wine. It's just like it's better with age.
Yeah. It ages wisely.
I'm having vintage pie.
Okay, so one last thing: cosplay is not consent.
No. Yeah. And that goes for every person.
Pretty much. Yep.
Yes.
Regardless of gender.
Yeah, very much so. Just don't walk up to a cosplayer and assume because they're wearing something low cut that they're easy or something. And that's male or female.
Yeah, and not even easy. Don't assume because a guy's wearing a kilt that you can go do a kilt check on him.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I had a drunk woman kilt check me in the Wonder Warrior outfit. But is this real? I'm like, yes, and you're pulling on them.
Yes. You know? So here's the thing. It's also in the time, in this weird time post-pandemic, just check. Some people just aren't comfortable being touched yet at all, or they are going to have like spatial. They may still feel the need to have a little space. So check first. Also, it's so easy to break something on somebody's costume, like somebody's special thing that they spent 40 hours crafting specifically, and you come charging at them with your backpack and manage to snag it. They're wearing fishnets. You're wearing spikes. Things get slashed. You could ruin somebody else's. And also with a cosplay is not consent. If a cosplayer is stopping to eat, let them eat. Yeah. If they're taking a break, let them take that break because they've probably been in those shoes or in that corset or, you know, been sucking it in and smiling for, you know, the last few hours. Give them some space. You can find them later. Please don't stop people while they're walking in any of the habit trails to snag that photo. Like, cause you're going to stop everybody going back and forth. Cosplayers will usually say, here, meet me on the other end. And if you really want that photo, let's step aside out of the way of traffic. You'll get a much better photo rather than somebody like this. Get the good photo if you really want that photo. But don't just stop the habit trails. The habit trails are
a huge no-no. That's a penalty of death a lot of times.
Yeah, and don't stop at the bottom of the escalator.
Or
don't try to stop on an escalator to try to grab a picture. I've seen people at the Marriott going up to the top level, people trying to hop over to the other ones because they saw a cosplayer.
Yeah.
And it's like, no.
People like get off the escalator and then they just stop.
Yeah.
Where do we go from here? It's like, no, get out of the way. Out of the way.
I so feel bad for those people who are at the top of the security people. Keep moving. Let's go.
Unfortunately, they are necessary evil though, because people don't stop. So
yep. No, but let's give them a shout out too, because they actually like security, hotel staff, con staff.
Oh God, yes.
People, be kind to them. They've got to deal with your crazy and sober like the whole weekend. So,
and they're probably getting less sleep. The majority of congoers.
And they're dealing with stuff that you don't even see. Like there are all sorts of minor emergencies that happen behind the scenes that we never see anything or know anything about. It can be something really small, like we've lost a guest. They got lost. We've got to figure out which hotel they went to instead of the one. Or it could be just like, hey, there's a toilet flooding upstairs somewhere in somebody's room. Somebody got locked out. There are 1,000 other things going on. So just be kind. And when the fire marshal or the police officers, any of, you know, Atlanta's finest first responders are trying to get somewhere or do something, give them
let them through.
let them through.
Also, folks, another big notice that you need to do is make sure no matter what you're wearing or anything, have your badge visible, please, because that's going to be, you know, make everyone's life a lot more easy, because there are people who are undercover or official who are looking for people without badges, and they will pull you aside in a heartbeat if your badge is hidden or it's under a backpack or something.
Yeah, keep it handy where you can get it. I know for a lot of cosplayers who don't like to have it visible in photos, they'll just sew like a little D-ring or O-ring underneath so they can hook their badge underneath or tuck it away somewhere, but then bring it back around again. So, and also just double check, like when you put your badge, when you get your lanyard, just kind of tug on it a little bit. Just make sure it feels secure to you. Don't just assume. There was that one year that they had a bad print job on the badges, and they were almost just like cardboard, and they all got ripped off. That was that one year. And now they've gone to the nice heavy laminated badges, which have made a huge difference. Also on the badges, if the badge says Olaf of the Sparkly Pony Pants, please call him Olaf of the Sparkly Pony Pants. He may have a reason that's why his name is visible on his badge. Don't go running up to him and go, Steve! That kind of breaks, that kind of kills Manolo. Like, you're there as, like, your alter ego. Like, everybody's there to be in their own space and in their own brain space. And also for some people, especially some of the larger cosplayers, they have their personalities. They have their identities. So it's more secure for them to just be known as Olaf, because that's how people know them. Mm-hmm. People using their, people think it's cool because it's like, oh, well, I know their real name, so I'm going to use their real name to show that we're close. That's great, but maybe for them it's not so much, because maybe they've got a crazy ex, or maybe someone just needed that one little bit of information to stalk them online and get weirdly close to them. So, respect everybody's kind of like personality and persona. I know that for a lot of people it's a challenge with a lot of pronouns. So just stick with the pronoun, just stick with the name. It's easier to just run with that, and be respectful of everybody's, where they are at con is who they are. Let them be in their space. Let them be the people that they need to be. I know I'm a completely different person there than I am at work. So, I like myself
so,
there.
So Spider it is.
Yes.
And Spider, we're so glad that you were here. You mentioned being, kind to the con staff and the hotel staff and just basically everybody. Think you posted that one pro tip, I think that really applies to just everybody you encounter. You said, be kind, be considerate, be a better human. Like, we're all there to have a good time. So, give peace, get peace back, right? Like, it's just that kind of atmosphere. And I think to me that sums up the most essential thing. Just, we're all there to have a good time, and just be aware that everybody else is there to have a good time too.
Yeah. And I think it's part of the con experience. I think this is what sets Dragon Con apart, is because it is fan run. Yes. This is all done by the people for the people. It's very much a big cohesive family. I call it my dysfunctional family reunion every year that I go, but I look forward to it every year, and every year I come away with more family. Like, my family grows every time I go. And that's what I love about it. Like, I meet somebody new who's amazing and has, like, either it's an amazing cosplay, or they're just like a personality that I was just blown away with, or they were just nice. And it's like, hey, you're cool. I like you. Can we like talk outside of con, or is this it? That's cool if it is, but you're neat. And so my family grows, and it's just being nice to everybody makes such a difference. Like, it takes so much energy to be negative. Oh my God, it's exhausting.
It is.
Why do you want to be exhausted? Don't be cranky. I mean, if you're cranky and you need your space, go find your space. Go find your space and chill out. And you may have gotten into a situation or some bad things happen. Things happen that you can't control. Take a deep breath, walk away, go back to your room. If you can't deal with the blah, blah, blah that's going on, go back to your room or find a space to just take a deep breath and focus on the good that's happening, because this is your vacation. This is everybody's vacation. And we have a chance to hang out and be super weird and super fun for like 6 days. It's insane. And for the newbies, there's no way to describe it. Like, everybody will try to describe Dragon Con to you, but until you actually get into it, there's no, like, every time I've seen a photo of like the Marriott, like, this is the Marriott at full capacity. I'm like, Yeah, but it's one thing to look at it from a second or third floor. It's something else to actually be in it.
In it, yeah.
Trying to weave your way through at 10, you know, 11 o'clock at night while the Pulse Loft is just pounding away with whatever's going on up there. Everybody's around the sail bar. You're just trying to get so you can get down a level to get to the next Habit Trail to get to the Hilton. Then you get to the Hilton and you're like, what is going on with these decorations? What is going on the patio? Wah, wah. Okay, that's what's going on the patio. You know, and you turn around and you're like, okay, where can we go next? Let's go to the Hyatt. And you like stumble through the Hyatt and you're like, it is nothing but, you know, rum buckets and bands downstairs. There's, and that's just the nighttime stuff. Like the daytime stuff, you're still trying to go, okay, where should we eat? What panel should I do? You're going to fill out the app and then you're going to go, I have 7 things I want to do in the next hour.
And yeah, it's not going to happen.
And then you've got to figure that out. And again, you don't have to do everything. We'll be there next year. Come back.
You reminded me of something, Spider, when you said newbie. Guys, if you're going to cosplay a famous superhero that kids love, I want you to think about how tall they are and where your personals sit. And then they get excited and run towards you to hug their favorite superhero. You're going to be thankful that you wore a dance belt or a jock strap with a cup to keep a little protection downstairs.
Yes, I am a big believer. I call it my underwear manifesto is what I call it. And men, for the love of all things spandex, wear the dance belt. I don't care if your butt cheeks are going to have separation anxiety. You will survive. Just put something on because nobody's treasured family photo is going to be little Johnny right next to your
private
Johnny. Yes, your Johnny.
Twig and berries, yeah.
Yes, exactly. And for the ladies, I love you too, but if it looks like you're smuggling ramen into a con, maybe you just need to rethink a little bit of your landscaping choices and, you know, how to keep everything smooth.
Same for guys.
So it's just like stop, do a check, and just think to yourself, this is a family-friendly con. Except, you know, after hours. What you wear after hours, that's your own choice. Run around as Poison Ivy with 2 leaves and a thong. That's, we'll probably, to a point, that's okay. There's still decency laws in Atlanta that are enforced. But during the day, there are so many families, and they cosplay together, which is great. But you see all these families and these kids, and they have so many great kids' tracks and kids' activities at con, and it's really wonderful to see families come out with their kids. Like, they went to con, now they're bringing their kids into con. I was actually in an elevator a few years ago. Somebody is going to leave their legacy hotel room in their will to their kids. Like, they're willing their legacy hotel room. That's the level that we're at right now. We're generations into the convention, yeah, into Dragon Con now. So these next generations are coming up. So just think to yourself, like, you can say, well, they should have seen it by now. Yeah, they should have seen it, but not yours. So let the parents decide when they're going to see what they're going to see. So just give it just a quick check on all the bits. And
hey, I'm an adult, but I'm not your partner, so I don't want to see it either.
Yeah, exactly. Unless I've got a scorecard, I don't want to see it. Like that's not the game that I'm going to play. And have fun, but just, you know, be respectful that, you know, your fun is not always everybody else's fun. There are certainly enough meetup groups that are on a personal level and dating and hookup sites or whatever. Again, remember all the nummy nummy not knots that are running around right now that may get passed by close contact. So be safe, be careful. Get a number. Maybe instead of trading phone numbers, you trade vaccine cards. Who knows? Maybe that's the new thing. Maybe there's like, instead of like a Tinder app, like a back app. Hey, we're both vaccinated. We match.
We match.
It's a match.
You have Moderna. I've got Moderna too. Awesome.
How's Pfizer? You know, it could be a whole thing. Who knows? But it's still, again, you know, make sensible choices and just remember that, you know, there's still decency laws in Atlanta. And whoever's counting, that is not helping.
Yeah. I mean, who hurt you? Why do you have to spread that? Well, I still have 2 more outfits that need to be cut out from the fabric and sewn.
It's probably okay. Tony trolling us. Right?
Okay, well, yes. So we all know we've got other things to do. So unfortunately, yes, the time has come to sort of end this episode. But Spider, your tips are always great. I've been reposting them 5 a day because you've got, like, I think just shy of 40 now. So just I'm posting, like, 5 a day on the Instagram for the Dragon Con Report Instagram page. You can see them all on your Facebook page as well. So,
I have one special tip that I've saved, though, just for you guys.
Oh, okay. An exclusive.
Just for you guys. If anybody out there is still listening, here's your special tip. Checkout is at 11 a.m. That doesn't mean that you have to wait till 11 a.m. to get your bags out of the room.
No.
You can call a bellhop at 6 a.m. and get your bags down and get your bags to a car and then go back up to your room and sleep for another 4 hours if you need to.
And you're more likely to get a bellhop
at 6 a.m. You can make that reservation or you can call down and they can get you a bellhop faster. Early in the morning, just be smart. Like the night before, pack up your stuff, like get it ready to go. Call, get the bellhop up there. You'll lessen the congestion with everybody trying to check out at the same time. Just because you don't have to be out of your room until checkout time doesn't mean your bags have to be there with
you. Right.
Your stuff can probably go somewhere else. Maybe they can hold it at the desk until you leave. They're really great about that, a lot of the hotels. But that's my personal tip that I'm sharing with you guys for the first time.
Yay! All right. Well, thank you for that. Thank you for joining us. We are now drawing a close to this episode of the 2022 Dragon Con Report. Thanks again, Spider, for joining us. Where can people find you at the con or outside the con?
So on not sleeping, apparently. So on Friday, I will be doing a panel on this, basically State of the Goth, Release the Bats, as part of the horror track at 5 or 5:30 on Friday. Then Friday night between 10 and 12:30, there are 5 DJs getting together and we're doing an open casket party, which is all going to be goth and post-punk. So we're having a goth party the first time at con in since I started going. That's how I originally started DJing at con, was that end of things. So it's nice to have like a return to my roots kind of thing. But it's Ichabod, Vision Video, Black Sunshine. And I've never DJed with any of those guys before. So I'm super excited on that level. Then from there, I go straight to the rave. So I'll be doing the rave on Friday night, Saturday morning with DJ P and DJ Nemesis. All 3 of us are going to be on stage at the same time. We've all been doing con forever. So it's the first time we've all spun together ever. So it's another first. And we're pretty much just going to fuck with each other all night. So it's going to be hysterical. We're just going to hype each other up all night and go, all right, follow this. And see what happens. But I'm super excited about that. That'll be Friday night. Then I sleep a little bit. And then on Saturday night, it's the Heroes and Villains Ball. As part of the video game track, I've done that for the last few years. And that's just going to be pretty much just a big old party hot mess. But it's one of my favorite parties. So I'm excited about that. So I'll be in those places, plus running around in cosplay as well.
Are you going to drop a Nirvana mix this year?
Am I going to do what?
Are you going to drop a Nirvana mix this year?
I am not doing a Nirvana mix this year. I don't have time, unfortunately. But all 10 years are still posted on my Podomatic. My Podomatic account has 10 years of Nirvana mixes. So if you just need mood music while you're sewing or travel music, I use it. That's how they started, is I just started collecting all sorts of nerdy, weird tracks for that stuff. So unfortunately, not going to do that. I still pull them together when I can, but my year 10 one was more of the 10th edition was a wind down mix. So sort of your after party mix, like all the mellowy nerd songs that are just kind of like, we're back from con. We just need to chill out. But yeah, so that's, but I can get you guys my link tree and it's got, just look for that DJ Spider, That's pretty much me everywhere. That's not this one, not the other one, that one. The really annoying one. Yeah, that one.
We will definitely have links in our show notes for you as well. And again, thanks to Kevin Batchelder for joining us. You can find him in the DragonCon app when all that information is released to find out what panels he's going to be on. And of course, on Thursday, he's going to be part of the newbies group. So if you have any questions for him, you'll be able to find him there and ask him anything you like. Also, big shout out to, of course, our regular station crew. Jen, thank you so much. Anything about where to find you at the convention?
Well, online, I am the creator and main admin of the Dragon Con Parties, Meetups, and More group. So I help you narrow your way through the app. And also because, you know, some of the meetups, they're not official, so they're not part of the app. So
right, because you cover a lot of the parties and meetups that are not official, right?
Yes, but I do not out people's events. I only put events if people want them public. So you can, if somebody wants to come on there and say I'm having a private room party, that's fine. But I'm not going to out that information to the general public. So don't expect to find that kind of stuff unless a party thrower throws it. We also have a Discord for the parties group now.
Oh, yay.
That's so awesome.
If you are not a Facebook user, you can find us on the Parties Meetup and More Facebook group, Discord group. And again, we are, like many of the groups, we are not affiliated with Con. We are just a place for the people who like either to party or find concerts, because DragonCon has a ton of great bands. Some of the Swag and Seek meetups, always let us know when their events are. So you can find some of the things that might not necessarily be in the app, but you're looking for to more entertainment options. We list the puppet events, big fan of puppets. So it's just another resource besides the app to help you find stuff. And if you're on the Discord, especially, it's a great place for people to say, hey, I'm going to this party, whether you're with a group or whether you're by yourself, you're looking for another group to join up with, to check out some of the events. So I'm there. And I will also have official group ribbons this year. Hey, you can find me. I will be posting in both the Discord and the Facebook group what costume I'm wearing each day and the general areas people can find me to get ribbons. So
nice. And thank you, Darren. And where will you be during the weekend?
Drinking.
All of us, right?
Under the table.
I'll probably be dancing, maybe.
So look under all tables.
Look on top of the table.
Right.
Yeah, Daddy's got to make some money. I will probably be gaming some at some point during the weekend. I always like to catch a panel or two, and usually it's the odd ones that I just run across. I don't plan it. But yeah, I'll be around the con.
Monday panels are the best. The guests are so relaxed and they've answered all the questions. So they're just there to just relax and have a good time at that point. They've answered all the hard stuff. They can just roll with it. I love the Monday panels.
Darren, I think you might be scheduled for one of our panels.
I am. I'm doing Blade Runner. But it may not be me.
It may be a replicant.
Not sure yet.
I've been watching too much Westworld for that.
I've got to practice my origami unicorns.
And, of course, thank you, Director Faber, which none of this would be possible without you, man. I know you are all over the place. You're going to be walking back and forth. You're definitely going to be putting in the miles.
Well, yeah. First off, on Thursday, I'm going to be a tour guide for the Newbies Tour. And then for the rest of the time, I'll be in panels. I won't be sleeping. I pretty much am scheduled right now for 18 panels. And, you know, who knows? I might pick up another one or two. You know, what the hell? Well, you know, if you want to try to find me, of course, we have badges this year. We're going to have ribbons for ESO, the DragonCon Report, Earth Station Who, and Earth Station One. So definitely check it out. And we are actually also doing I think, 10th anniversary panel for the ESO Network this year too.
Oh, so, wow. 10 so years already?
For the network, Earth Station One has been around for 12. So, yeah. So it's,
you can't drink yet, but you might be able to like get out of, you might get into high school. You might be breaking out of middle school into high school. Congratulations. Well,
neither are acne years.
No. At 12, I was trying a lot of things already by that time. So, you know, so 12, I've got it already made. So it's cool. So yeah, and for those special people, I will have apple pie. So, you know, just try to find me and or send me a message, and you know, we might be able to hook up. So we'll see. But yes,
so, and Mike is in the app. So once the app comes available for information, you can look up his name and find out all the panels that he's going to be on as well. That is true for me too. I'm not going to be on nearly as many panels as my co-host on Earth Station One, but I will be on about half as many. I think I've got about eight or nine, maybe.
But you also have a table over in America Smart.
I will be, yes, when I'm not at a panel, you can find me at America Smart as part of the Comics and Pop Artist Alley. I will have my table there selling Tiki Zombie books as well as other fun stuff, too. And I may even have some ribbons as well. So we'll just see if those are going to be available. But, yes, I look forward to seeing everybody there. I want to thank everybody, all the listeners, all the viewers, all the fans and friends that we have. Really great community of folks. And I can't wait to see everybody at Dragon Con. It's going to be a blast. We try to cover all we can with this show, but please, to keep up with the latest news, please check out all the official Dragon Con websites. They are available on Facebook especially. They have an Instagram, Twitter, Discord. I believe, like I said, they are also now active on TikTok, so check out what they're doing there. All the fan tracks are active on Facebook as well and most social media. So also, of course, as Jen's pointed out, be sure to join the Dragon Con parties, meetups, and more on Facebook. I'd love to have you join on there. And Discord now. And on Discord. Yes, I'll add that to the notes. We are a proud member of the ESO Network, celebrating 10 years, as Mike pointed out. We have a cool Tee Public store filled with all kinds of cool stuff, including all the logos for all our shows and a very cool design for the Dragon Con Report podcast. There's a link for that in this episode's show notes. And if you go to the ESO Network .com page, it's right up there too. We also have a Patreon page, and again, thank you for your support. We really do appreciate it.
Why aren't you supporting us? Come on, folks.
Absolutely. I dare say, Mike, if we run across any patrons at Dragon Con, they instantly will be getting free ribbons,
Oh, good. I thought you were going to say free apple pie.
No. maybe. It depends on their level of patronage, I think, right?
I think maybe at the $15 level, you know.
Then I'm definitely getting some pie.
There's a pie level. From like supporter to contributor to pie level. That's like
exactly. We'll have a pie level patron.
A new $20 level of patron. Yes. The apple pie level.
You can help support us without even paying anything. You can just leave us a review on whatever platform you're watching us or listening to us. We really do appreciate it. If you want to leave feedback or comment on the show, suggest topics for next year, or even just want to get in contact with us for this year's event, please feel free to send us an email at feedback@dragonconreport.com. You can also reach out to us via Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We are not yet on the TikTok. I don't know. I'm not going to promise that anytime soon. But thank you for watching.
I want to see you dance, do a dance challenge.
that's a much higher patron level. Much higher.
We're all going to be dressed in red dresses and dancing like Kate Bush. That's it.
Thank you guys for watching. Thank you guys for listening. I'm your host, Mike Gordon. And as always, it's been my pleasure. Take care, stay safe, and we will see you in a few weeks at the con.
He can even say it properly. It's awesome. Woo!
Bye.
Has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping for the TeePublic store, which can all be found at www.esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.